Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Erotic Book Club, the book club where we read erotic books. I am your host, Jess. With me, as always, is Reka.
Hello.
Thank you all so much for being here. Whether you are listening wherever you get your podcasts, whether you're watching on CH2, or whether you are choosing our favorite way to be a part of our book club, if you are a member of Dropout, when you subscribe to Dropout, not only do you get to watch all the programming that we have, Gods of Food just came out. We have a ton of shows coming up too, brand new ones. You get to hear all of the other podcasts, Tales from the Closet, Adventure Academy, and one of our favorite parts about being a Dropout subscriber, you get to be a part of the Discord, where we get to talk to fans directly, members of our book club. I have some of my favorite quotes since last time. BGC says, just wanted to throw this out there. I never really read erotica or listen to podcasts, yet still enjoy the hell out of Erotic Book Club. So good job. Which I just thought was very sweet.
That's very nice. Thank you.
And
so
then
much.
We also had a new member, JMP, said, I listened to an episode last night, loved it. I'm a convert.
Yes.
They weren't quite sure how they were going to feel about it, and we won them over.
Welcome to our religion.
And then Miles, pronouns he, him, does a ton of fan art. Not only we were very blessed to have him do Erotic Book Club one, but I'm a big fan of his and also see all of his fan art that's for D20. He's just a really incredible artist. And he, Reka and Jess asked for Cindy and Alice 69ing while standing up. So, pose reference from Lesbian Standing 69 Blondes, a simply terrible video title.
Oh,
and it is, I won't show it right now because I didn't get his permission to share, but if you're on the Discord, you can see it.
Check it out.
And it is a beautiful picture of a woman holding another woman 69ing.
Yes.
Which the upper body strength you'd need.
Truly that core strength to not either curve your back this way or cave.
Yeah.
That's very admirable.
Yeah.
And to still relax enough to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very true. So thank you so much for being a part of our Discord. And then, yeah. Let's get this thing started. We read a book this week, The Secret Lives of Women, A Man's Astrological Guide to Love and Intimacy by Lisa London. So we knew to be able to understand this book that we were going to have to bring in some experts.
Yes.
We are so very lucky to have with us an expert in love, Denise.
Hello!
You know, Mrs. Doubtfire, the first other expert you think of in love.
Hello!
We are also lucky to have another expert here. He is an expert in astrology and queer astrology, yes?
Yeah.
So please welcome Jed I.
Hello.
Jed.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, and thank you. Everyone comes on and does a Mrs. Doubtfire impression immediately.
It's the hottest thing you can think of doing.
Possibly. Have that cream drip into your coffee.
Yeah.
Yum.
For those of you listening, we are very spoiled today. We've been brought wine. We're all enjoying some wine.
Yes.
We have some erotic outfits on.
Yes, for our Dropout viewers, you're going to see some erotic as hell outfits right now. What Denise is wearing is incomparable.
Yeah.
Jed looks like the hottest businessman you'll ever see. That's like also ready to go. I am wearing a leather poncho. And Jess has cute little Peggy Bundy fuzzy heels.
Yes. Courtesy of Denise. Yeah. I feel more ready for love already.
Yes. You have to take it in. And we also have some crystals here, guys.
Yes.
Super important.
I was going to ask, what is the purpose of the crystals being here today?
So we have, first of all, I want us to all open up for this.
Yeah.
This podcast. This is a special event.
Yeah.
You've opened your hearts to me, and I just want to make sure that you guys know that I appreciate you.
Oh,
so
my God.
This quartz is definitely a love sort of... I'm not inducing. It's a helper. Like, stone. So it helps with like relationships and matters of the heart and, you know, openness around those relationships and matters of the heart.
Wow. I think it tells you, like, are you hitting the G-spot? You ask,
like a magic eight ball. Yeah. You say, am I hitting the G-spot? G-spot? And it goes, I'm Maroc.
We have wanted Denise and Jen on for a while. They do makeup here at College Humor, and we absolutely love them.
Yes.
And we knew we needed a very special book, and they're both very into astrology.
Yes.
So we handpicked this book for our dear friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I have some gifts for everybody.
This is crazy.
Truly insane.
This is good. Okay, so let me see if I can pull this out of my sex pocket in the back.
Okay.
All right, starting with Jess.
Oh, okay. Oh, straight from Denise's sex pocket. Yeah.
That's like Santa. That's where you pulled it.
Okay.
Jess!
What is it?
Jess is actually...
Really?
Underwear where you can see the crack of your butt.
No. Yes, whisper into the mic, right? Because nobody can hear you.
Are they called assless undies?
Yeah.
They're assless undies.
They're assless undies.
Kate is going to love these. Exactly. She loves my ass.
Exactly.
Oh, this is so thoughtful.
This is me coming full circle to give you as much love as you
need. That's beautiful.
Thank you so
can I say, I thought this was so. I see here that this is, you know, and I won't show that again. This is assless undies. I thought it was a bralette from the other way.
Well, they had to say undies.
Can I wear it as a bralette?
Because
I do like bralettes a lot, too.
All right.
Let me put this in my sex pocket.
Back into the sex pocket.
It's just like a hole in their dress.
And this is also, these are handpicked.
Handmade.
Handmade, straight up a sex pocket.
Yeah.
There's also a sex pocket factory in there.
Oh my God.
So Reika's very practical, and she just, we just
before. Oh my God. Wow. I feel very called out. This is like vagina wipes.
Yes.
And I literally, just before this podcast, was like, I like to brush my teeth after being intimate.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
Very practical. That is definitely a you thing. I don't know. Well, I think you will use it. I just also, I'm not sure if that's going to, mess up the vaginal flora.
The pH.
Yeah.
Is it not made for
it? It's made for it, but all that stuff is like, you know, who knows? Who knows what's in that?
All right.
Bovine hide and like.
Well,
chemicals.
Listen next time and we can get back to you how the wipes work.
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly the pH of my vagina next week.
If she like comes back with a yeast infection, it's not my fault.
No,
it's probably something else.
You put coconut oil in there afterwards and a saline solution and you're good. The pH is back to normal.
Yes. Jed is a expert at crevices and stuff like that.
Coconut oil.
Also a crevice expert on top of being an astrological.
Saline solutions for people using their contact lenses.
You can also use it in your contact pussy.
Yeah.
My third eye is in my vagina.
All right. Well, let's get
last
to this
not
book.
Least.
Oh no, Jed.
Oh, wait, Jed. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, he's not the host of the show, but he also can't get whatever. It's just a rainbow sucker dick thing.
This is very heavy.
This is perfect. Yeah, I'm single now.
Yeah, and you can switch it.
I'm
top
sorry,
in,
I'm holding it.
Bottom in, top in.
That is
top
so
in,
heavy.
Bottom in.
Oh wow, this is heavy duty.
Yeah.
For heavy duty.
Licking?
Singleness?
Is
I don't know.
Is every color a different flavor?
Probably. Probably. Oh. I would think so.
Don't discriminate and just go for all the flavors.
Aww.
This is a polypop. Instead of a lollipop. Is that funny or is it bad?
It's bad.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
Okay, are we ready to get into this book?
Ready.
So The Secret Lives of Women, A Man's Astrological Guide to Love and Intimacy. This isn't so much your traditional narrative. It goes by each sign and lets you know a bit about them. So we'll start with Aquarius.
Oh, please.
Some of the things about the sign, a little snobbish, a little bougie, does not tolerate rudeness. You better treat this woman like a lady. If you're looking to just get laid, find another sign.
Yes. She believes in magic.
Real magic.
She's a total idiot. She insists on having a mate. You have to tell her she's got a banging body. She loves those compliments. And she loves some expensive comforters and sheets.
Yes.
Some suggestions of where to take her on a first date. A talent show.
Yes. Or an art museum. She's a private person, so don't be all up in her business.
Don't do it.
And then, so each section kind of has a little bit about the woman, where you can take her, how a good way to approach her is. And then the exact words of the book, How to Sex the Aquarius Woman.
Yes.
So once you get her going, she's down for whatever. She's a super freak. She's into super freaky stuff.
Yeah.
She needs... she puts her needs of her man ahead of her own. She loves giving oral, and you could put your semen anywhere.
Yeah.
She'll do anal, and you stand a good chance of getting sympathy pussy from her. If you cry on her shoulder, you might just get lucky. But that also lends itself to lonely old men, and lonely lesbian women are sometimes able to play on her sympathetic nature.
Mm-mm-mm. What do we think of this, guys?
I've dated plenty of Aquarius.
Yeah.
Not women, but yeah.
You think this is true? Yeah.
This is accurate.
Sort of
see
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so too?
Both of you.
Yeah. So Aquariuses are known for like being sort of not necessarily wanderers, but sort of like a cross between like, and correct me if I'm wrong, queer expert. A cross between like philosophers and like wanderers. So like in a group, they're on like we're at the mall, right? It's a group of folks at the mall, and Aquarius is like at like on a scaffold, like looking above,
like a gargoyle. Being,
yes. Just like, man, what is life? What is love? I don't even know what I like. I don't even know who I am.
So like a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That sounds super fucking annoying.
Did you enjoy dating this person?
Yeah. They were like very up in the clouds, and they just, you know, they were just weird.
Oh, it's like the song, The Dawning of the Age of Aquarius. Yeah. Does that play into this at all? It has like a, I guess I think of like a 70s hippie vibe. Is that accurate at all?
Interesting.
If you think of the 90s, they're like, you know how the 90s had that sticker with the smiley face and the little aliens? That's Aquarius. Yeah.
Sometimes you can't find Aquarius.
They're like a Hot Topic?
Yeah.
Your opinion.
They're a Spencer.
Sorry. I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly, ew.
Allegedly, ew.
One of my favorite Aquariuses, the only time that I hear him talk about sex, or like, the only time that I heard him talk about love, he said, sometimes he's in brothels in Mexico, and he's like, you know, he goes, you know, he started the conversation out of nowhere. So I'm probably like chopping carrots, and he's like, you know that feeling just as you're about to come in someone's mouth? You feel like you really love them. Yeah. I never, like, you know who you are.
You know who you are.
I don't, like, he doesn't care about, and that's another Aquarius trait, that they don't necessarily know if they want to, like, start families or any of that stuff. They're just kind of like, I'm out here, I'm still trying to figure it out, at, like, 95 years old. You're like, you, listen, you're not, you know.
Oh. Right.
Just go ahead and wait a minute. As a woman, you should just go ahead and continue to be super freaky. Funny story, really quickly, and that song that goes, Jesus Freaks Out in the Streets, being a kid, because I didn't know any other definition of freak, I thought they meant Jesus was super freaky. Like, he was freaking in the streets. I thought he had his dick out. I thought he was like...
He might have. We don't know.
We don't know. We have to ask Sir Ellen.
I think he was like an Aquarius.
Was he an Aquarius?
Isn't his birthday December 25th?
He's not.
So he would be a Capricorn.
But he's definitely a hippie.
So we'll get to Jesus's sign.
Yeah, later.
So it does say each chapter also gives you a recommendation if you really want to get this person hot and wild. This for the Aquarius, it's rub warm oil very gently on her calves and ankles to get her hot.
Yes.
Now, did you ever try that with any of your Aquarius lovers? Rub warm oil?
I got to third base doing that.
Rubbing their oils?
Yeah.
This particular person's ankles? Yeah. The Aquarius ankle?
Yeah.
And they liked it?
Yeah, they loved it. But they loved anything I would do, so.
Aww.
But then they ghosted me.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
That's damn. If you got a ghost in your life, that's a fucking Aquarius.
You got gargoyled. They went back on their perch. They flew away.
Yeah, you're a gargoyle.
They're the mall gargoyle. Mall gargoyle, mall cop.
All right, moving on. God. We got a lot of signs. So Pisces. Pisces, Pisces knows the art of seduction and plays games well. They're deep down wants a hip-hop alpha male. Deliver passion and sex. Attracts crazies. Don't make her get a restraining order.
Yeah. Good wife material, not good with money.
Yes.
Appeal to her art. For instance, talk about hip-hop. she can physically and mentally seduce you.
It was weird that she was the only sign that specifically mentioned really any type of music. Yeah. And that this everyone so who is specific. An Aquarius loves hip-hop.
Yes.
Pisces. Which one did I say? I said Aquarius again. She's a rider. She likes to be on the top. Put a mirror next to the bed because she loves looking at herself.
Yeah.
She'll scratch and bite, so have some alcohol wipes. She has some dominatrix tendencies.
Is that not Aries?
Am I reading the wrong?
No.
What?
I feel like the mirror thing is... Aries.
There might be more than one.
Might be crossover.
Maybe.
No, only Aries like Aries... a mirror.
Yeah, I think this...
Wait, does she like musty balls, or does she... Which one is she? Okay, so I think I do.
Okay, you're fine.
Yes.
But does yours... It doesn't matter.
Does she check the year? Denise also bought the hard copy of this book.
Goddamn right I did.
Does the Pisces like to nibble or blow into her ear to get her juices flowing?
I thought that was the Aries.
Okay, let me...
I might be on the wrong one.
Let's see. She... enjoys action in the bedroom. She's eager to satisfy men.
She will say yes to anal, and you should suck her toes, but wash them
first.
Yes,
you gotta wash them first.
Oh. Yeah.
And she gets hornier the closer she gets to her monthly cycle.
Yes.
Okay. I'm like,
but the thing is, I'm confused about, I'm confused about this idea. She likes giving oral sex and goes beyond the norm, licking, tasting, and teasing your body in all the right places.
So you're asking what's the norm?
Yeah.
The norm?
Standing back fucking 3 feet away and blowing in the direction
the way
of the penis.
It makes it sound is like the norm for oral sex is different than licking and et cetera.
Yeah.
So that is very funny. Like, you know, like the norm. You're 50 feet away and you call the penis.
and you talk for hours
about your dreams.
I see. I had to flip the page. It's double-sided. Mm. Okay. My apologies.
You're back on track.
Pisces has excellent mothering skills. She would be good wife material.
Yes.
She's eager to satisfy her man. Will say yes to anal faster than any other sign. So if you're a big anal fan.
Okay.
Why the hard yes?
I was just imagining.
I just said hi, ma'am. Get in me.
Yeah. Get in my ass.
Oh, yeah. Sucking on her toes is her weakness, but wash them first.
Definitely wash them. She don't know where the fuck she's been. She's a fucking hog.
And also hide the liquor because she can't handle it.
Do we know any Pisces?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
When do you guys know Pisces? He's a Pisces. She loves anal.
Allegedly. We can't confirm that. We don't know who that is. I'm trying to think of any Pisces that I know very well.
I dated a Pisces.
Oh, yeah?
And it actually was a girl. Yeah. And the feet thing is very accurate.
Oh, my God! So was the,
this
is crazy.
Did you wash them?
Jed! Oh, no.
Jed, okay, another thing, too.
You should have read this book first.
I know.
Can I say your feet thing or no?
Yeah, what about the
feet? Jed loves, like, feet. Like he loves
like feet.
He loves puppy feet. He likes cat feet. He likes
wait
feet.
Okay, but not in that sexual.
What are we talking about? Yeah, he likes.
You think feet are cute, but
no,
also
like
when
more than that.
No.
He sucks on cat's paws. No.
After they've been in the kitty litter box.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you like feet.
Yeah, I like feet. But I mean, puppy feet smell cute. Like, they smell like Frito-Lay.
I think we are talking about two different things.
Yeah, very different
things. We're talking about cute animal stuff, and then sexually, you also like feet.
Right. I don't know if there's that big of a line.
There is a very thick line.
I love little dog butts.
Yeah.
And I'm touching little dog butts.
Let's see what that says.
Are you
coming up next? You're coming up next, Aries.
I think you're secretly into anal.
No, that's Pisces.
We'll wait till we get to your sign. you had an audible reaction when you heard that it was Pisces. What don't you like about Pisces?
It's not. I mean, water and fire, and they're the wateriest of water.
Ooh, yeah.
So we should have all said our own signs as well. Yeah. I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm a Sagittarius.
I'm an Aries.
And I'm an Aries.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. The Capulets and the Montesquieu.
We are all fire.
But
we're all fire.
Also, we are made up of pretty much everything.
Every element, yeah.
So my rising is Scorpio, and that's a very watery. That's a watery, freaky sign, allegedly.
What? But the thing is, the Pisces, I think, are the wateriest of the...
Yeah.
Pisces are like, you know... do it.
They like,
did you read the personality parts? Can we get a queer expert to take it away?
I mean,
and I'll tell you,
so,
I hate everything he's about to say.
I mean, Cancers, which are the other water sign, are very emotional, but... they're a little more grounded than Pisces. Pisces is very like, I'm in dream world. Look at these.
This is like a nightmare.
In a different way than
Pisces,
Aquarius.
If you have a Pisces in your life, tell me if I'm wrong.
Uh-oh.
They have sharp fucking tongues. And as soon as they like spit some stuff off and you like try to confront them, they go cry. Then they turn back into water.
Yeah.
And that's what I can't stand.
Oh. Interesting. I'm like trying to think of a Pisces in my life right now.
Easily hurt by harsh words.
Yes.
It does say that.
Not even harsh
they're
words.
Insecure.
Yes.
Wow.
It can be. This woman is a genius, basically.
That's Lisa London?
Lisa London. Lisa Bright Eye London
really
is a genius.
I don't know many Pisces.
I just don't know people's signs to even know or say. I know, like, mine and Kate's.
Think about
and
all
everyone.
The bitches you know in your life. They're probably Pisces.
Oh, my God. Wait
Pisces
a minute.
A beautiful mind, a bitch.
She's a bitch, and he's a bitch.
Can we get some math graphics over?
We love our
I love,
Pisces,
no, no, no. We, I definitely, I love all sides. I'm not, it's, yeah.
Sure. All right. Now, shall we get to something that's close to home?
Yeah.
Aries.
Uh-oh. Yeah. A tough nut to crack. Restless spirit, reckless mouth, quick temper. Won't calm down till she knocks someone out. Yeah. I mean, if that's not Reka.
Swinging. I like to wipe myself after being
romantic, loves to be in love, opinionated, bossy, sleeps naked.
Absolutely not.
Meet her at NASCAR, football, or the casino.
Never been to any one of those.
She's a wildcat. 150 years ago, she would have been a cowgirl.
I do love cows.
I love assless chaps. So.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
So before I let these Sagittariuses rip us to shreds, did you resonate with any of that, Jen?
This was the ones I was saying earlier. I was reading the wrong one. The rider likes the mirror, scratches you, dominatrix, stick a dildo
in my eye, catch a tiger by the tongue. Yes.
I do like the mirror by the bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. By my bed, but that's not why. It's because it didn't go anywhere else.
Yeah, and usually that's.
Oh, really? That's didn't go case. Anywhere else, Aries? I'm pretty sure you got four fucking walls, Aries. You're gonna put it. Oh, wait. all the walls around your bed. So if
I know my bed's in the middle of the room. So you've been to my house.
You freaky.
I put it on the ceiling. There was nowhere else to put it. And I sleep fucking naked, and I don't use comforters.
No, I definitely have to sleep with clothes on.
Yeah, me too.
It feels weird.
I don't sleep. I've never sleep naked.
Even in summer, like it's just weird.
Yeah.
I need a blanket, otherwise the demon will come and pull my leg at night.
Which ones did you guys find accurate?
Mirror.
Mirror, okay. I found I do have a temper, and I am very... I'm not opinionated in the way I think it means, but I get very annoyed when people have what I think are wrong opinions. What else?
Because you bossed up.
Yeah.
You bossed up.
That part, it said eat your Wheaties when you go. I'm like, I love cereal.
Yeah, you do.
This thing gets me.
Yeah, I do have a temper. I did not relate to spends today and worries later. I don't do that.
I don't keep alcohol next to the bed.
Oh, me either. I have a lot of like ointments and stuff.
Yeah, same.
Like Band-Aids.
Do you like the advice at the end? A nibble or blow into her ear to get her juices flowing?
You know, I'm like, it's like a little loud when people blow in your... I'm like, ah!
Like, what the fuck
and they're going like this.
Do you?
Oh, baby.
So I know that, like, I know your brother's like valedictorian and like he was like...
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard to tell who you're...
Exactly, that's the fucking point. I'm asleep, guys.
Oh my god.
It says, this stood out to me.
Uh-oh.
If she was in high school, because you never were, she'd be voted most likely to be blindfolded and handcuffed by her man.
I was actually
her man.
I was actually runner-up most spontaneous.
Yes. Oh, it does say lots of energy.
Not true. I'm very planned. That's interesting. I don't think I would like to be handcuffed. Yeah, what about you, Jed?
I hate being handcuffed.
Yeah.
But you guys, the thing is, we know that Aries are in charge. And Aries like to control the flow of things.
Yeah. I do.
Be the control strong or like subtle. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's not that. Maybe it's you wanting to cuff the fuck out of somebody else.
Denise, you should write a book.
You should.
I already have.
My name is Lisa London.
I am Lisa London. Take off the glasses.
What were you going to say, Jeff?
I do enjoy beating people with paddle belts.
Yeah.
Hates it in return.
But if it's done to me, I hate it, and I will punch you. And
Ooh.
He'll change the mood real quick.
I do like when people take a little more, like, physical control in the sense that, like, that's not my strength is conversation. I'm very good at conversation.
You can't talk with a dick in your mouth, kids.
No. I just meant day to day.
We're just having a nice conversation.
Yeah. I'm good at that. So I don't mind if someone takes the wheel of romantically. Yeah, I relate to a lot of the like emotional personality things in like daily life that this describes of like temper and things like that.
But not, you would not be both. That was a highlight of mine. I was really hoping to get further into knowing you and our friendship, but I guess
about
not.
The handcuff thing?
Voted most likely.
Most likely to handcuff. Sorry, most likely to handcuff?
Yes.
Or be handcuffed?
It's a gray area. Moving on. I mean, nibbles. I'm excited. Yeah.
Most likely to be nibbles?
Was your superlative?
Yeah. Runner-up. I suppose a nibble is nice. A nibble is nice, but maybe not necessarily to my ear. I like when people touch my head.
True. My God.
Which is supposed to be an Aries thing. When we did that thing the other day where it's like your erogenous zones, like if someone just like this, that feels really nice.
I'm more like that meme that's like, I'm a real animal in bed, and it's like, and then the next part is the person being in bed, it's like, pet me and bring me food.
Aww.
And that's the kind of animal.
Oh my God. If someone brings me like a fucking glass of water, I'm like, I'm
so
in love with you.
I love you.
Aww. Yes. Because I have hot temper. Cool me down.
All right. Moving on. We have a Taurus. She exudes sex, hard to resist. She does not like to share her man. Your eyes better stay in your head. If she catches you cheating, prepare for war. She likes a man who makes it rain.
The author's words, a young Taurus is eager and trainable.
Oops.
I wrote, ew. Be careful. Happy go lucky in love. Stops watching her figure. Stops wearing nice outfits.
Oops.
Doesn't like moist, soft-spoken, metrosexual men or alpha males.
Uh-oh.
You gotta set the mood for her.
Tauruses unanimously are homophobic and have a very toxic sense of masculinity is what I got from this.
This is the only one, too, that shares personal anecdotes from, I guess, the author's friends. One Taurus gave best oral of her life to guy she barely knew, wanted to make him her man. Another person milked her husband's prostate while giving oral, and it's good for a long-lasting relationship.
It also said Tauruses love music, incense, and flowers. You need the mood to be right. And they have soft, smooth skin and luscious breasts.
Listen, guys, if you're not milking your husband's prostates or someone else's husband's prostates, you're like so far behind.
I don't think I know what it even is.
Yeah, I don't know what it means to milk it.
Neither do I, but.
Oh my God.
I think what she means is like to extract. All
to express
everything.
His glands.
To jerk him off? Is that what it is?
Expressing his glands? Why doesn't she just do what a dog does and scratch it on the sidewalk?
How would you express his glands?
Oh, yeah, you would know this. I don't know this.
Talk to them and be like, come on, tell me what you're feeling.
And then it goes, you don't
express yourself. Still don't know if I understand what milking a prostate is. I guess if you're on the Discord, write in.
So
let us
you do
know.
This, yeah. If you do a little bit of this, yeah. And you like do a little bit of this, okay. And like you're like doing this, and then doing a little bit of this.
Like you're gonna just have to have
wait, do those lips again.
I don't know what any of this.
Do those, can you do those lips again? Because I don't know. I didn't
fingers up, a bit
okay,
of like
on.
Mouth.
But this is the back,
and you in the mouth front, has the penis. Have,
yeah, the mouth.
Why
has
is
the
he
penis.
Wait?
Okay.
So you're like doing a little bit of this.
He's a little farther,
you
right?
Need
he's got
a, claw
a bigger ass, yeah.
Sort
yeah.
of thing. Or, well, just the middle finger because it's the longest.
Ooh,
one.
You're flicking him off too.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's better with two fingers because, you know, the prostate is like, I don't know how big it is.
Tiny.
But, yeah, it's tiny.
Interesting. She also doesn't mind sweaty balls. She loves to receive oral, likes to be urinated on, and her sweet spot is neck is her sweet spot. Soft kisses and gentle fingers makes her heat up.
Wow.
Do we know any?
Yes.
We do.
Taurus?
You do. You definitely do.
I dated a Taurus as well.
Grant is a Taurus.
But it's not Grant.
Oh.
Yeah, he loved the idea of being urinated on.
Whoa. The Taurus, you know?
Yeah, the Taurus.
This mm-hmm. book, I can't believe how I was ready to come in today and have everyone be like, these are all pretty inaccurate.
Guys, these are nuggets. I mean, I think, you know, I guess we can't do that, but these are nuggets.
How do you speak to the such broad generalization, though, that every Taurus has soft skin and luscious breasts? How can that be accurate of everyone?
Every house or every planet, I think it's every house, has a different body part that it rules. So some, for ours, we'll get to it, but it's sometimes it could be liver or heart or
what
like
do we rule?
Bladder.
The head.
La cabeza.
And I love when people pat my head.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah. You are an Aries.
I'm going to go through a couple quickly just to make sure that we hit all of them.
Yes. Okay, boom.
Gemini, mysterious, intriguing, likes a man who makes... A lot of them are also speak to how much money she would like the man to make. And
how
it's pretty much always a lot.
Yeah, and the amount of oral she likes to give the man is also a lot.
Yeah, pretty much every sign likes men who make money and just varies between how much of a lot of money that she likes.
Yes.
The Gemini has seductive powers, and she uses them for financial gain.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's kind of a bad girl in all of these. She has a lot of guy friends, and she'll play the field and kind of see them.
Yes.
She'll try to make a move on somebody else's dude as well. Yes. She's a man magnet.
This was the craziest sentence for me. She can get a wild hair up her ass and won't sit still. I was like, I know I that that is partially a metaphor, but I'm like, it also sounded so literal the way she meant
it. I never heard that expression, a wild hair up somebody's ass.
What would that feel like?
There's definitely been hair on my butt.
It just makes me think of when my dog swallows hair, and then when she tries to poop, and like we have to pull it out of her butt.
Like dingleberries?
Like a little dingleberry.
What's a dingleberry?
I think it's when the poop is attached to the hair.
Yeah, a little nugget of poop is.
And then they look at their butts like, what?
What is this?
What is this?
It's Ladarius runs from it. He's so afraid.
What sign is Ladarius?
I think he's an Aries.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got a story about Gemini, but I would like to get through because Gemini, this is important. Gemini is our opposite sign.
Of Sagittarius.
Yes.
And that's my brother's sign.
Yeah, we can find a lot of
that's my brother's sign. Oh, wait, I'm not a Sagittarius. But my moon is in Sagittarius.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can find a lot of, we can learn a lot from Geminis, but also they drive us insane.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of my least favorite.
She also doesn't mind if your balls are musty. So the past two girls don't really mind a musty set of balls.
Keep your balls as dirty, moldy, and nasty as you want.
You better not.
You can have shit-stained balls, and this person's going to love you.
Ladies, listen. Contact me if this is an issue based on what we said today, because I will get on the internet, and I will go nuts.
On musty Literally. Balls?
On musty balls.
If anybody, you find a moth on your man's balls, call Denise.
Please call me.
Please. She's like a lawyer. Call my... Please. Has this ever happened to you?
Has your man ever had dust bunnies come out of his scrotum?
Dingleberries.
If you have mesothelioma on your balls...
Here, you got asbestos in your balls.
Oh, wait, I'm going to move on to Cancer. Okay. Emotional. Memory like an elephant. They're not going to forget, and they won't forgive either. They have a keen eye for style and furniture. They are thrifty. They're more of this was the first one described as kind of like the reserved girl next door. She can take care to notice her hair, how good she smells, her luscious booty. Will gladly give you oral, maybe pour something sweet on your package and lick it off.
Yeah.
If she's your girl, she's going to be freak nasty for you. She's tender, emotional, attentive to her man. So she seems like kind of marriage material of any of the ones described so far.
Lady in the streets, freak in the sheets.
Was what they described.
They described another one as that too.
I forget.
I just think that this person has really used a lot of R&B like song.
It's
lines.
True.
So yeah.
I think Cancers are very sensitive. I have a few Cancerian friends, and they hate me. My favorite kind of friends are the ones that hate me.
No! Does this describe them?
Kind of. Like, I can't be like, what's up, little bitch? Because then they'll be like, why did you just call me that?
That is, I don't have the freedom to go, what's up, little bitch?
I just can't call my friends little bitches anymore.
This fucking sucks.
Let me see if there's anything in there that would.
And now from our sponsors.
Ooh. And now a word from our sponsors. Greek wine.
Your Cancer friends have luscious booties?
Yeah, I can think of a couple.
They let their butts touch.
They do.
Oh my God, is that their house butt?
Yeah, they rule the butt.
The rising butt.
Actually, I don't know that they rule the butt.
Yeah.
This says they like a tongue kiss, then lick and squeeze her nipples. Makes them super horny.
Mm-hmm. Nipples, yeah.
But doesn't that make all of us horny?
I know. No. That's like being like, my erogenous zone is my fucking...
My
genital. Some of them do say clit. What was clit in armpits? I think it was Kate.
Yeah.
Aww. I want to go up to her and be like... And her armpits. Oh. Moving on. Leo. likes to shine. She likes when men marvel at her. She likes to feel like lust. She's kind of like the popular bossy chick. I remember even growing up, Leo seemed like the sign that you want it to be. I think I knew Madonna was Leo, and I'm like, you must be like,
oh my God,
a big, free spirited, cool, like badass bossy chick if you're a Leo.
The main Leo I knew, she was my best friend for a very long time, and she was like the funniest person I knew, but she also was one of those people that is so reserved with her friendships that everyone would just like kowtow kind of to like her will.
Yeah.
And so I was like, ooh, I don't want to be a Leo.
Oh.
She's like too difficult to nail down. She is like so withholding.
Yeah. Impulsive, flirtatious. Yeah. She doesn't chase the men. She is chased.
Yes.
She wears sexy outfits from Victoria's Secret specifically.
Yes.
Plug.
Like she like the velour tracksuit says pink on the back. Not even the bras.
Nothing sexier than that pink.
She likes to climb on top so that the man can engulf her breasts.
Like, I know. I was like, okay, I think they mean like this, but it made it sound like,
oh, I see. So yeah. She's on top and then her boobies like dangle over him. Face. Yeah. I had a hard time visualizing
me
what
too,
that meant.
Me too.
Yeah.
She's not inclined to try new things. I like the more like kind of like outspoken and badass a woman is, the more that they're kind of like, I don't want to do anything but just regular old sex in the bedroom.
Just vanilla.
Yeah. She may seduce teenage boys. Yikes.
This is the one.
She's the cougar.
Yeah.
Her house rules the cougar in everyone.
She's a lion, not a cougar.
They're felines.
Simba would never.
But Nala would.
Well.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen the new movie, so no spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers if Simba fucks a teenager.
Oh, no.
She likes soft touches with a feather, your moist lips, and even your fingertips turn Leo's on.
These whole things.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's why they all work at police stations.
Yeah, they're like they take the like pad.
Virgos make her angry, and she'll unleash a verbal hailstorm.
Yes,
she's picky. If you want something done right, do it yourself is about a Virgo. Taskmaster, goal-oriented. Hmm. Oh, she's the good wife material,
this
and she will age well. This is Beyonce?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa.
She'll satisfy you orally, and she'll like doing it.
And she'll kill Coachella.
Mm. Oh, she doesn't date casually. She takes sex seriously.
She views sex as a part of a duty to men.
Hmm. And secret she doesn't tell, she likes being spanked with a wide belt.
Virgos are pleasers.
That's they're not like, what... this what this is? Oh, I guess her womanly duties.
Yeah, like overall, Virgos are like, how can I help? And yet at the same time, like, I'm right.
Worried I'm about everything right. But stubborn. Yeah.
Wow.
My mom kind of reminds me of a Virgo in this description of it. It's like, I have to do everything and I do it the right way, but also why is no one helping me?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a mom thing.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Do you know Virgos like this too, Jed?
I've dated Virgos.
Yeah.
All I remember is really bad things.
You can't do anything right. I just came off of a thing with the Virgo, and I called it ahead of time. He is not astrologically like savvy, and so he was like, "Oh, how'd you know this stuff?" And I'm like, "Because you're a fucking Virgo." He's very good with his hands. I think Virgos are very good with their hands. But also, everything they do is to be correct in the situation. So if I'm interacting with you, I want to be right. And so I'm going to try to do things with a little bit more, like, intention. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, my God, how did you, you know, every man that's fingered me so far has, like, done it so he was, like, rubbing out a stain on his couch. But somehow you are...
Oh! They you take, like, some baking soda and dish soap, and they're just like, take a toothbrush, an old toothbrush up there.
Then they bring you to the dry cleaners.
And then they go, I couldn't get this out.
No.
I couldn't rub this one out.
They don't bring it to the dry cleaners. They just flip it over. And it's like, that was good. That's good, right? Yeah.
But a Virgo would not do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because a part of how they
wouldn't make the stain.
A part of how they're... exactly. A part of how they're satisfied is... it's not so much the satisfaction. I mean, part of that is it, but like a lot of it is like, I'm correct. This is right. So
interesting. I feel like that's a little crossover to me with my experience as an Aries. That I know. Is that track? I don't know. Is that stupid?
No. It can, but like in a very different way. So like Aries are folks who take inventions or take things to the level of like expertise. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, we wouldn't have lights without these people. We wouldn't have like, you know, things would not improve beyond their current function without, like, that's their, but like Aries are like, you are a manager. You can take an Aries and just be like, Yeah. Put the Aries here. He'll be better here. Put the this there. They'll be better there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. You are
head writer.
Head writer.
Head.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay. We're going to have to come down from that.
A Libra. Libra was my favorite sign to read about. I thought this one kind of sounded the hottest. They were very attractive. Yes. Men like to look at their butts and jeans. They're hot and stylish and good shape. Like, I imagined every model is a Libra. She can be, like, wishy-washy with male suitors. She'll, like, throw them aside if she wants a new one. She's the life of the party. She would be best with someone in the entertainment biz. She likes love-making music, massages. But be warned that a Libra woman have that snapper. She can control her vaginal muscles and clamp down on the penis. I had never heard this phrase, a snapper.
Yeah, because it's... Well, it either reminds me of the red, like the fish, or a turtle.
So the Pisces should be the snapper?
Yes.
Yeah, Sagittarius, it says we have big, loose, flappy vaginas. So. Yeah,
you guys are like a little jellyfish.
It's ASMR.
What were you gonna say, Jed?
It's my actual design.
Unsettling. Yeah, I imagine they're kind of like that movie. There's a horror movie called Teeth.
Yeah.
Yes. Where the girl has
vagina dentata.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first was reading this, I was like, do they have vagina dentata?
She's a Libra.
She's a Libra.
You know who else is a Libra? Mike Trapp.
Mike Trapp, is your vagina constantly snapping off penises?
He's like, where do you keep them?
So call Denise. 1-800.
Clamp my bag.
They like to rub that booty and caress the small of their back, which sounds nice to me. Includes pinching her buttocks. That all sounds nice.
That sounds great.
Scorpio can force impotent man to stand at attention. Takes a real man's man to catch a Scorpio. So they like an alpha male, kind of like a guy on a motorcycle type dude. I imagine like the Sons of Anarchy all date Scorpio women.
Everybody wants to date a Scorpio. Scorpio women are very sexy. But go on.
It recommends taking her to a Red Lobster because she loves fresh seafood.
Oh my god.
This was a lady in the streets with a freak in the sheets.
Yeah.
She wants a big comfy bed, which I can relate to, and often penetrates her partners, which can lead to lesbianism.
Yeah.
If her man isn't enough in the bedroom. Yeah. All lesbians, if our men haven't been enough, then we're like, well, we'll go try to shove something out there. Every lesbian was made that way.
Yes.
Her spot is anything dealing with her clit.
Which is like,
so good for her.
Yeah, aren't we all Scorpio?
All men want Scorpio women? I've heard that Scorpio men are bad.
So Scorpio men can be bad because of the nature of... Okay. So Scorpio women, I don't agree with the lady in the street. I definitely believe that Cancers are more lady in the streets and freak in the sheets. Scorpios lead with sexuality. It's not an overt sexuality all the time, but like if you think of every famous Scorpio, they're very like...
Like whom?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Who? SZA.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, SZA is very cool and hot. Exactly. So it's just like kind of that cool badass chick who doesn't even try as a Scorpio.
But like also has a sexual appeal that you don't know that you are like sort of attracted to. Like you don't know why you're here, but then I bet if someone was like, hey, get in this threesome, you'd be like, yeah.
Is Janelle Monáe a Scorpio?
She could be.
Can
we get one of our researchers?
Fact checker?
In our lab?
Yeah. The Kermit the Frog with the...
While we're on that, or if you're at home, please share it in our Discord. We move on to probably the most important sign. Sagittarius, the best sign. I am ashamed after you're reading this how much I was like, wow, a lot of these feel like me.
I legitimately was like, Jess.
Loves herself, her body, her booty, and her voice. I mean, if you sound like this. So many comments are like, I thought she was putting on that voice. Like, no, that's what God gave me. She's a big-hearted woman. She likes to come and go as she pleases, which is very true. No problem with cash sex. Hates being bored. Funny, optimistic, flirty. You know the type. That's what the author said. But she has a sensitive nature, and she doesn't like pranks, which I don't like pranks at all. They upset me.
Yeah. I had to literally, for a show that is coming out later on Dropout, I knew Jess didn't like surprises and pranks, so I kind of had to tell her ahead of time.
And I still scream my head off. Horrified. This part wasn't true about me. Sex on the beach was named after her or anywhere in the public. Like, she likes to have sex out.
Have you never gone out to a certain public beach at night and just been like...
I've never had sex on a beach. I've had sex at the Grand Canyon.
I'm going to... and that's,
have sex with me on the beach.
I'm going to drive the van that gets you sex on the beach. I'm going to drop you guys off.
I don't want to. It's too... I'll get a little rug burn on my booty.
You'll get a pearl.
Sand You're going to get claws in your van.
Yeah.
You're going to get a pearl. Libra.
I ain't no Libra. Scandalous men latch onto her and sweet talk works too well. My God, it's my entire like growing up. She likes to get down to business, no foreplay. I mean, this is like the pages from my diary.
Denise, did this resonate with you too?
It did. Yeah.
She cheats, it doesn't mean anything. Okay. I don't cheat, but if someone did, it wouldn't mean a ton. Oh, you drew some boobies.
Nice. Like true.
Oh my God.
And this can lead to threesomes and other women. And then this part I really love because Kate always says that she would like to get oil and massage my butt and thighs. And literally that is what it said about the things that...
they rule the butt.
Yeah.
You are the house of butt.
I am the house of butt.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've tried to get massages, very cheap massages in very cheap places where they're like very famous for massages. And I couldn't do it. And they would give me a pedicure and they would go up the thighs. And I'm like, this is all I want. This is all I want.
You just want a thigh butt massage.
I just want a thigh butt massage.
I mean, when I'm paying for a massage, I would like just my shoulders and back. But when I'm with, being intimate, I think it was just very funny because that's something she says all the time.
So we got one more sign. Do we have enough time for us to go into Gemini Sagittarius stuff? But also too, but her strong throat and vagina muscles are enough to impress and climax any man.
I did read that. I couldn't speak to it because I am me.
Okay,
so I don't know how... I don't know the power I have.
You... Whenever I drink...
Great power. That's great.
Great responsibility.
So I probably do have a very strong throat.
Jess,
but I was like, no idea.
Classic Jess. When I see Jess eat a cracker, that thing fucking breaks.
Yeah, I put a peanut just unshelled down my throat and then break it in my throat and pop the shell back out. Yeah. Is what
Janelle
I typically
Monáe
do.
Is actually a Sagittarius.
She's a Sagittarius. I can see that, yeah.
Whoa.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can crack.
We got one more. She can also crack peanuts. We're like little nutcrackers.
Oh, wait, we have Capricorn.
Yes.
Capricorn, and organized. This is what Kate is, which I don't know if this totally described her. Highly organized, like this. She hesitates because she has underlying fears. Yep. Her panties will not just slide off, so don't try. She's the one that got away, which I think for a lot of people, Kate is kind of that. I could see that. I feel like nerdy boy madly falls in love with Kate, and they're like become a bit obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Unusually loyal. That's totally Kate. Kate's the best.
Brennan's also a Capricorn.
Huh?
Brennan.
I could see him being very loyal, all these things.
Yeah.
She likes dishing out pain and it gives her pleasure.
Say
that, no, that doesn't. asks you to take a dildo in the rear, may want to tie you up and beat you, and a thumb on her clit or under her armpit are her secret hot spots.
Also, something I found interesting. You need to impress her by doing something like helping poor kids.
Oh, yes. Volunteer work or help some poor kids.
That gets her juices flowing.
Yeah.
She's like, ooh.
Either touch her armpit or help the poor.
Sentimental about family and collectibles.
Are so what?
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's everybody. That's all the signs.
Yay.
Jess, as you know, this book did not have any sex in it.
It did not.
It really described how to have good sex.
Yes.
So we wrote our own erotica again.
We did. Now, Jed, I had seen yours before. I think we're running a bit low on time, so we might only get a paragraph out of it. Would you pick your favorite paragraph, and I'll share mine to start?
And I can share mine second if you want more time, because mine is garbage. Okay.
So this one is based on being a Sagittarius from what I read from the book. I was a hot Sagittarius out on the town looking for a stranger to oil up my butt and thighs. Anyone would do, because I have no problem with casual sex. I walked down the street checking out my beauty and my booty in the window as I passed. When I saw it, a sports bar. I love sports. Guess I'm not your typical girl. I took a seat at the bar and instantly spotted a scandalous man across the way. I hated almost everything about him, but his shirt did have cool buttons, so I knew he was going to get laid by me. We didn't mention that, but if they find one thing that they like about you, they'll have sex with you.
Oh, my God.
He walked over and had the smoothest pickup line. Do you like pets and or outdoor events? Damn. Yes, I do. My name is Sex. Sex on the Beach. Like, Sex on the Beach? Yes. It was named after me.
Oh, my God.
And just like that, we were back at my place. He pulled out an app. Hold up, dude. I don't do apps. I like it the old-fashioned way. He reached out to touch me. What did I just say? I want it the old-fashioned way. No touching, no feeling, no rubbing. I want what I want. And if you don't like it, we can just be friends. He understood. Good. Now get me off. He went down on me. Wow. Your strong vaginal muscles are very impressive, he said. Yeah, I know. Now keep eating me out. He did it, and I came. Welp, I'm done, I exclaimed as I got dressed. What? What about my heavy nuts? Tough titties, get out. He was acting so pussy whipped, which I hated.
Oh my God.
So much so that I was tempted to turn to lesbianism. Maybe another day if it's written in my Sagittarius stars.
Oh my God. I was tempted to turn. That's very funny. Mine is very, very short. Okay, mine is also based on me being an Aries. I wondered if the stars aligned that night. My boyfriend was over, and I, an Aries, and he, a Sagittarius, had been in a fight. We were arguing over which type of hip-hop was better. New hip-hop, old hip-hop, or present hip-hop.
Or future hip-hop.
Or future hip-hop. You never care about my tastes, I shouted. Yes, I do. You're being illogical again as an Aries. We couldn't stop fighting. And that's when I realized I kind of liked it. We immediately started making out. He slipped off my NASCAR ball gown. I made my way down to give him oral, which I loved to do. He came early, but I didn't mind. I never mind. Because compared to me and Aries, that was not one tough nut to crack.
Shit. I don't know which one to read.
We can also post the entirety of yours on our Discord.
Yeah.
So people get to read it.
So I literally wrote this morning.
Perfect.
And I have never written nor really read any.
Did you write it in Spanish or English?
I wrote it in Spanglish.
Okay.
Actually, I wish I would have written it in Spanglish. It's in English, and it's about Aries and Scorpio as, like, they're personified.
Wow.
So, the two opposing forces slowly meld into one rhythmic motion. It's gonna get juicy. Mouths savoring each other's throbbing virilities. Fingers running through forests of newly found desires. Slender body overpowering the definition of burly strength. This is Scorpio's slender body, because in my story, he's like the slender one. And Aries is like this burly, like tough guy. Yeah. But secretly, he wants to be like dominated by this smaller guy. Okay. Aries throws his head back, his short curls cascading and quickly recoiling as Scorpio enters the threshold. There is no turning back now, only forward. The scouting girth of Scorpio sends Aries into the dizzying dance of rapture laced with pain. It can't be avoided, and both are willing to see this performance to completion. Scorpio smothers Aries in his sensuous kisses. He gazes into his eyes, looking deep into galaxies hidden under the surface of Aries's molten lava and war.
Finds
his pearl.
Wow. No.
He utters his spell sex on the beach. Of devotion. oh, shit. So he reaches for the farthest depths in Aries, and in an instant, the two constellations explode, creating new galaxies, clouds of affection spreading in all directions, Milky Ways dripping and intermingling. the glowing embers of a fire burning out, crescendo followed by the calming lull of two bodies slowly coming to a glow.
Merry Christmas to all!
And to all a good night!
Jen, that was so beautiful.
That was beautiful. And very tough.
I just wrote this on the right over here.
No, I really did.
It was the best
Trust
of
me.
Times.
It was the best
no,
of times.
Honestly, thesaurus.com was my best
it
friend.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. I felt like I was taken on a beautiful journey through the galaxy.
That was like, you know, the rides at like Universal where you go.
It was as beautiful as a Universal ride.
You damn it.
like when you go to Griffith Observatory and you go to see the show. And then
yes, like a planet.
You are entering the cosmic drooping gallery.
It was like in La La Land
never had
if
fun,
they didn't
guys.
Fuck or if they dance. If they fucked instead of dancing.
Yeah.
In that scene when they're at the planetarium.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Circus right, LA, but with their dicks out.
It's time to rate the book. So, what as one being a drought and five being slide off your chair. I realize this one doesn't have a narrative, but maybe how accurate we felt it was and how passionate made you feel moving forward as your own sound.
And you can give it two different scores if you think those are, like, two different things.
Yes.
Okay. I generally hate astrology books because I think they're so... They're just, like, surface level silliness.
Yeah.
And in that respect, I think the book deserves maybe a 3.
Oh.
I will that's more than I thought you were going to give it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you, like, tidbits of the signs, but it's so overgeneralized. Maybe a 2.5.
Okay.
Can we give it a 2.5?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
As far as, like, inciting, like, ideas, maybe another 2.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Denise?
Oh, me. Okay. Yeah, the book is a 1. Let's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think there's a problem with sort of taking, like, ancient studies and then, you know, making them so sort of trivial.
Yeah.
And I definitely have a problem with that. We definitely have a problem with that in our culture. Yeah. So, like, it's, you know, let's just take it off the scale. But I think that... This woman wrote a book and she published it and she ain't getting no fuck.
And you bought it in hardback.
And I bought it in hardback.
You bought the extended edition with the foreword by.
You're going to give that to your grandchildren.
Ta-Nehisi Coates, yeah.
So many notes in it and dog ears.
I mean, she missed out a, what do you call it? A few punctuation marks so that a few articles ended up being like, you know, just weird. But Yeah, I think that it's fun. I think that, like, she wrote a book and she put her own, like, spin on it, like, her own personality. And, I mean, you gotta fuck it, you know? Like, she did it. I wish, you know, all of us up here wishes that we did something. So I'm gonna give her, like,
an eight for that. This is the first eight ever on the podcast. Congratulations, Lisa.
She wrote a book. It wasn't that good. She published it. She don't get no fuck. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's true. She doesn't give a fuck.
She don't get no fuck.
I'm going to give the book a... I'm going to give it a two. I'm not giving it a one because I did have fun. A, just how it brought us all together and our beautiful gifts and getting to talk. I was surprised how many things in it you guys said were accurate. Yeah. Astrology isn't really my thing. And I was assuming going in that everything was going to be inaccurate. Reading mine, I was like, well, maybe just mine is. And now hearing you guys, it sounds like a lot of it is at least generally accurate enough. But the implications, just the gendered stuff in it, and implications that someone is turning to lesbianism because,
you know, I mean, that's my, like, that's
but I guess it is a book for men looking for women, so maybe I'm being too hard on the assumption. Sweet Lisa London.
Yes. I'll give it, I think I would have given it a one, but I do think the conversation was interesting, and I do think it's cool to see that people related to certain things in it. So I will give it a 1.75 or 2.
And you have this beautiful outfit out.
Yeah, which, like, I wouldn't have gotten if you guys hadn't brought such spirit and enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Crystals, which we didn't even need to use to start opening up.
That is true.
Wow.
Hey, welcome to our dungeon.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my score.
And I score everyone who's watching a 5.
Or an 8.
Or an 8. You get an 8 as well. Thank you so much for being here. Our next book is picked. It is My 5 Bosses by Penny Wilder, the story of a young woman who has 5 bosses that she's got to please. So we'll see how things work out for her. Thank you so much to our guests for being here.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, sexy week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.